in first person, the journey from trauma to survival.
Hi, I am Bomkazi Malobola. Welcome to SABC News' second episode of the podcast series In First Person, where South Africans give us first-hand accounts of their experience with trauma and the often challenging journey to survival. Crime is one of South Africa's longest-standing challenges. 10 of thousands of citizens are often victimized in the process, some while in what they consider safe spaces such as their homes, others are targeted while in transit. Hijacking is one of the most terrifying crimes. Statistics South Africa reported 32,456 car and truck hijacking in the 2018 and 2019 financial year alone. In this episode,
it was two guys that I'd seen came, approached me running, and they had guns. I was constantly anxious. I was scared. At this point, I'm on the floor. My biggest fear was what could have happened to my daughter. That was my biggest trauma. At the time, you don't know that this is a syndicate.
Soweto born Nontlanhla Kubeka, not her real name, recounts the terror of being hijacked and the challenging journey that followed.
It was an ordinary day. It was August 2018. I had come back from work. I was driving back home from work. It was around 6 in the afternoon. And I was still living with my mother-in-law and father-in-law. My then husband had gone off to a work trip. He was in London. And my child, who was still a baby, was also at home with my in-laws. And so I got to the gate. I parked the car. And I proceeded to get out the car to open the gate. I went inside the yard to open the garage. And as I was turning back to get to the car, four guys, in fact, at the time, it was two guys that I'd seen, approached me running, and they had guns.
It was that exact moment that will change the course of Nontlanhla's life almost for good. Like many South African women, she was to these criminals an easy target. Violence against women has received increasing national and international attention in the country, with ever-growing calls for stringent measures to be taken to deal with perpetrators. In 2019, a year after Nontlanhla was hijacked, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced a 5-point plan by government to deal with the scourge. This followed an outcry over the brutal killing of the lives of student Uyinene Mhojana and Jesse Hess, as well as boxing champion Baby Lee Jangles. As intense as that moment was for Nontlanhla 2 years later, it is still as clear as day.
At that point in my panic, I'd thrown them with the house keys, not realizing it was the house keys. And that's when they got a bit rough. They didn't hurt me or anything, but I think they were, in seeing that it wasn't the car keys, they basically, I think that agitated them. So I think with my in-laws, they then heard the commotion outside. And at this point, I'm on the floor. And my father-in-law and mother-in-law came rushing out, and they were also taken down to the ground. So we were all now on the floor, and these guys were trying to, I think, start the car. And at that point, they took the car.
Research indicates that hijacking tends to fall under organized crimes. The latest report by vehicle tracking company Tracker says peak times for hijacking are between Thursdays and Saturdays. Gauteng, the province where Nontlantla lives, recorded 54% of hijackings in 2019. Shockingly, some of the incidents involve employees of car hire companies.
So we went to the police station, we reported the case, and funny enough, ironically enough, they had informed us. So what you need to know is the car was a courtesy car. So what we then discovered is that there had been a lot of reported cases around courtesy cars that were being taken. So we then discovered that this was a syndicate that was working with car rentals, basically. So it was basically an inside job. And yes, it was just a trend at that time where they were people from the inside, the car rental people, were informing these gangsters about where certain cars were. And at that, I think in those times, you could notice a car rental with stickers. There were certain stickers on cars, on rental cars. So they knew exactly where to go. And I mean, obviously with inside information, they know the addresses and who's driving and whatnot. So I guess they monitor your movements. They knew what time you're coming home and all of that. So when we reported the case, that's what the police had told us, that you're not the first people to actually come here and report that, you know, a car's been stolen. And all of these cars, 90% of them are rental cars.
Being in a situation that puts your life in danger is traumatic for anyone, but more so for parents who naturally need to protect more than the self. A study conducted in the United States show that many people who experience crime may end up going through what is referred to as crime-related post-traumatic disorder, or CRPSTD. Following her encounter with crime, Nontlantla's world was turned upside down. Her mind raced to her child as she was constantly haunted by the night of the crime.
My biggest fear and the trauma was what could have happened to my daughter had she been in the car. They could have taken her and dumped her somewhere or did whatever it is with her. And another thing, given the femicide and the, you know, the rate of crime against women and children, they could have taken me as well. They could have thrown me into the car and driven off and dumped me somewhere or raped me and killed me for a car, because I mean, that's the kind of society that we live in. So that was my biggest fear at the time, and the trauma that I experienced. So after the fact, I mean, I went as far as even changing all the locks around the house. You know, you have that thing, Hori, what if they come back? What if they want more? You don't know. I mean, at the time, you don't know that this is a syndicate. You know, you're thinking it's people who are out to get more and more and more. So that was my biggest trauma.
According to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, emotional and psychological consequences of crime on victims can be dire or even unpredictable.
Sure, I was constantly anxious. I was scared to be outside. I would, before leaving the house, I would literally stand at the gate and peek out to see who's around me. And like loud noises would just, a loud bang or something unexpected would just make me nervous. And it was a very, very traumatic time. In terms of when I did finally get the car, my windows were constantly closed. I couldn't even put on my radio for the longest time because I just felt like I needed to hear and see everything. I was constantly alert, always looking at the rearview mirrors, looking at, you know, cars around me. That's when I learned to keep a safe following distance and have distance between cars in case anything happened. I mean, these people, even people on the street that come and come to your window to ask for something. I mean, those people as well. I was just scared of everything and everyone around me for the longest time.
Different people adopt different coping mechanism following a traumatic experience. While some may seek professional help, others prefer to deal with their challenges on their own or with the support of their loved ones. The hijacking incidents flung Nonhlanhla's life, of course, but as a brave young mother, she learned to channel her fears and come out a victor who can inspire others victimized by crime to stand and face another day.
Well, now, I mean, you know what they say about time being a healer? I think with time, it's gotten much, much better. Not completely. I mean, you always are reminded, especially with the news, and every time someone comes close to the car, you're taken back there. But it's not, it's like I'm not as nervous as I used to be because of, I mean, time has elapsed. But it's, you still have it at the back of your head that anything could happen at any time.
Thank you for listening. You can visit sabcnews.com or at sabcnews on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube for the latest episode of In First Person. For SABC Digital News, I am Bomgazi Malobola.